Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. Some 55 years ago, in April of 1966, the Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland Racecourse in Lexington, Kentucky was to have been a coronation of racing royalty. Instead, it became the shining moment in the career of a horse who was affectionately known as a class clown. His name was Abe's Hope. The story of the 1966 Bluegrass actually begins with a horse named Graustark. From the famed Darby Dan farm, Graustark was unbeaten in 7 career starts, had a 21-foot stride, and was soon to be syndicated for stallion duty for $2.5 million. Lexington natives tell stories to this day about asking their parents if they could skip school to go see Graustark. Remember, the Bluegrass was run on a Thursday back then. And in most cases, the parents obliged because, well, they too wanted to see Graustark. So intimidating was Graustark that only 2 other horses were named to run against him in the Bluegrass. One was Rehabilitate, and the other was Abe's Hope, an Illinois bred who had been a $7,500 claimer as a 2-year-old and who liked to stick his tongue out at passers-by in the barn area. Hence, reporters nicknamed him the class clown of the barn. Abe's Hope was owned by Chicago business entrepreneurs Joe Bartell and Bob Byfield, who raced under the name of Grand Prix Stable because Bartell owned a Pontiac dealership. The trainer of Abe's Hope was Del Carroll, a 43-year-old native of Pennsylvania who had served in the United States Marine Corps and was an 8-goal polo player. Carroll described Abe's Hope as small, agile, and shifty, meaning he could change lanes in an instant without losing his momentum in the course of a race. Under Carroll's guidance, Abe's Hope had emerged as a contender on the Kentucky Derby Trail. He had come within a nose of beating highly regarded Buck Passer in the Flamingo Stakes at Hialeah, and it was enough to cause Colonel Harlan Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken fame to offer $100,000 for him. But the Grand Prix stable politely declined the offer. In his final race before the Bluegrass, Abe's Hope had been first across the wire in the Florida Derby. But a bumping incident in the stretch caused the stewards to disqualify him and place him fourth. Bluegrass Day would dawn on Thursday, April 28, 1966, with rain drenching the historic Keeneland racetrack. Another wave of showers would hit Lexington again, shortly before post time for the running of the race. The weather was disappointing. There were only 3 horses entered for Keeneland's signature event, but one of them was Graustark, who was emerging as the overwhelming favorite not only for the Bluegrass, but also for the Kentucky Derby. When the Bluegrass got underway, Graustark went immediately to the front for jockey Braulio Baeza, sporting Darby Dan's fawn and brown silks. Graustark led by as many as 6 lengths during the run up the backstretch. But in the final furlong, Bill Shoemaker had Abe's Hope moving with a flourish in the center of the track. Closer and closer he came, so close that when the 2 horses hit the wire together, neither Shoemaker nor Baeza was certain who had won. Finally, the result was posted. The winner, by a nose, was Abe's Hope. In the aftermath of the race, most of the discussion focused on Graustark and the reasons for his defeat. Ultimately, it was revealed that Graustark had sustained a broken coffin bone, enough to end his racing career, but not life-threatening. As for Abe's Hope, he would make it to the Kentucky Derby, but he would finish 5th behind Kauai King. He did not compete in the remaining Triple Crown races, but he continued racing through age 6. Retired to stud in Florida at the end of 1969, he sired 3 crops of racing age before dying at age 10 in 1973. We remember Abe's Hope on the 55th anniversary of his victory in the Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland, the day the class clown went to the head of the class with his memorable victory over superstar Graustark. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.